Again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are here today. One time I went to lunch with a couple of Muslims, two or three Muslims. And of course, our conversation eventually turned to God, to who is God. The Muslims, of course, they believe God is Allah, the one true God. And they don't have any conception that Allah is a trinity of divine persons. The idea that God would have a divine son sounds absolutely ludicrous to them. How can God have a son? And so I tried to explain to them our belief that the one God is really a trinity of divine persons. But no way, they were not buying that. The whole idea that God begets a son and then added to that belief that there's a third person in the Trinity was just way out there for them, impossible for them to accept. As a matter of fact, for them, it was a heresy. And in some places, probably punishable by death. I was getting myself into some quicksand as I was trying to explain these things to them. But as a matter of fact, who can explain the mystery of God, this Trinity? One day, St. Augustine was walking along the beach. He was contemplating the mystery of the Trinity. Maybe you heard this story before. As he walked along pondering this great mystery, he spied this little boy who was digging a hole in the sand. He had his little bucket, and he was going back and forth to the ocean, getting some water and putting it into that little hole. So St. Augustine stopped and asked the little boy what he was trying to do. And the boy answered, "I'm putting the ocean into this hole." And St. Augustine politely explained that that's absolutely impossible. How can you put the ocean into that little hole? And then the little boy looked up at St. Augustine and said to him, "So even so, the mystery of the Trinity is impossible for our minds to comprehend." And then the little boy vanished. So if God had not revealed himself as a Blessed Trinity, we would not be able to believe that God could be at the same time Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that God is a community of divine persons, and each of the divine persons is distinct. And yet, they share the same substance, divine substance. The Father is fully God. The Son is fully God, and the Holy Spirit is fully God, but there are not three gods. They are so perfectly united to each other that they are only one God. And this, of course, is a great mystery. And this God that we believe in, he's active within himself. He doesn't live a stiff and cold existence within himself. He is a being on fire with love. If we were unprepared, we could not live in the mystery of this fire. We will be unable to be fully in him, nor would we be able to endure the beatific vision. So God must prepare our souls for unity with the Trinity of persons who is God. And so our lives are a constant journey of purification and preparation for living in the mystery of the Trinity. And each of the divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are involved in our sanctification. If you've read the lives of the saints, which I'm sure you have, you will observe how they suffered, and the more they suffered, the closer they got to God. Take Padre Pio, for example. For 50 years, he bore the stigmata, his hands, his feet, his side. He suffered not only the physical pain that he endured because of these deep wounds, but also, perhaps even more, what he was subjected to by his superiors as doctors came in to medically investigate these wounds. Yet it was these various sufferings that purified him, that prepared him for entry into the mystery of the divine life of God. And so he treasured the sufferings that he endured, as all the saints did throughout the ages. So the question maybe we should ask ourselves is, do we really want to be able to live in that fire of love that is God? How willing are we to suffer here so that we can be purified and prepared for that divine union? And how can the divine persons assist us if we are open to that? When the Father in heaven sees us, he sees his divine Son, whom he loves. After all, didn't the divine Son assume a human nature just like ours? And didn't Jesus promise to send us the Advocate who would teach us, who would lead us to all truth? The fact is that God does want us to be able to live in him one day, and he in us, and this in a perfect way. Thus, we must accept whatever he gives us to suffer, and that's where we encounter the cross. It's what St. Paul boasted of as the only worthwhile thing, because it's given to us to conform us more and more perfectly to God. The cross leads us to resurrection. Even though God is an unfathomable mystery in himself, he's not so distant from us that even now he's not impossible to love. He's in fact very near to us. When we're in sanctifying grace, God is living in us as in a temple. And so we shouldn't think that God is so far away from us as to be always a stranger to us. As a matter of fact, God offers himself to us in the living flesh and blood of Christ that we receive in the sacrament of the Eucharist. God is incredibly near to us, for he truly loves us, and he wants us to live in him forever, one day, when we pass from this world to the next. May we never, ever, ever lose the opportunity of going to heaven and living in that God who is all love.